This is a proposal, but it does seem to have the support of the main committee in the Parliament. Now, the proposal is that once the UK leaves, Ireland would get two extra seats, which would bring us in the Republic from 11 to 13, which roughly, for people in Donegal wondering, well, what would this mean for us? Right now, you are part of a 15-county constituency. I've had a quick look at the figures, and if, for example, Donegal were to remain part of a three-seater, then you'd be looking at all of Connacht, Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, and all of the Midlands, or else County Clare. In other words, you wouldn't be in with Louth, Meath and Kildare like we are now. Now, that's just a proposal, but it's looking at the lines on the maps and what was there before. So it would mean that instead of being a 15-county constituency, Donegal would probably more likely belong to an 11-county constituency. So that's the practical detail. But I suppose the other issue that you were concerned about is perhaps representation for Irish citizens who live in Northern Ireland. And given that under the Good Friday Agreement, anybody who's an Irish citizen will continue to retain European citizenship, we certainly will need to look at some kind of model to make sure that those people's perspective is reflected in the European Parliament. And this will certainly be part of whatever unique solution we need to find for Northern Ireland.
So this will not necessarily just be a matter of giving Ireland new MEPs. It could well be a matter of finding a way around representation for people within Northern Ireland who hold Irish citizenship and, as such, remain citizens of the European Union.
Well, the Republic is due to get two extra seats regardless. So if there were to be a further seat or seats, I'm not going to prejudge anything here or how that might be described, that would be on top of the 13. Your listeners will remember we went down to 11 last time. And it's also interesting to know, because people often talk about the fact, you know, how powerful Germany is, and it is. But it takes over 860,000 German citizens to elect one MEP. And under this new proposal, 367,000 Irish citizens will elect an MEP. So in other words, we get more than twice proportionately what Germany does. So it's just, again, an important thing for people to note when they're talking about who's powerful and who calls the shots, as it were. But I think part of the final negotiation will have to be some form of representation for the people in Northern Ireland, specifically distinct from those in the Republic, the people in Northern Ireland who hold Irish and therefore EU citizenship. That should be part of the final outcome and certainly will be part of the proposal that I'll be pushing here in the Parliament.
And you don't see that simply as being a matter of allocating one or two extra MEPs to the Midlands Northwest constituency and saying to them, look after the other six counties in Ulster as well?
Everything is possible, Donald. I mean, I don't see MEPs in the same way as, let's say, somebody from Donegal might be, because, you know, if they don't remain as members of the European Union, then they can't, you know, have a directly elected MEP to the Parliament. But there's lots of other ways. For example, when a country hopes to become a member, they often have, if you like, MEPs in waiting, or people who can take part in discussions but not vote. The issue here is to find a way in all of the mixture that's in front of us at the moment to make sure that the voices of those people are represented and heard at European level, whether that might mean, say, extra seats for the BMW region as such, remains to be seen. But it's not, they are not a group of people who should be forgotten about in this new proposal. That's the point I'm making.